You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Hen Day built. It's been there's no shortage of storylines. Even when there's dud games, there's lots of storylines. As Miles Simmons joins us from Pro Football Talk. And Miles, I guess let's start with the Dolphins and Tua. You know, they said, oh, it's not a concussion protocol. Like, I don't know what has to constitute a guy getting his bell rung, but that sure seemed to be that would fit the definition for me.
Well, it's interesting because I think everybody probably thought that when they saw what happened with Tagovailoa and the clip of him being very woozy, wobbly, whatever word you want to call it, and stumbling across the field, that's alarming. And so I think the good thing, and I'm not trying to be an NFL apologist here on this, as I guess I'm going to kind of defend what happened, but like I want to be clear, I'm saying it because I think what happened is hopefully not bad. So let me just preface it by saying that. But what happened was Tua Tagovailoa got removed from the field. He was taken back to the locker room. They cleared him in the concussion protocol, and he was apparently maintaining the whole time, it's my back, it's my back, it's not my head. That's my back kind of locked up. That's why I stumbled. That's why I fell. Okay, so he still has to get the neurological test. From my understanding, he did get those tests. That's why he was cleared. That's why he was allowed back on the field. And the good thing about this is that Monday he didn't show up and they put him in concussion protocol. So if he had shown up Monday and if he had been placed in concussion protocol, then I think, man, they did something wrong. They failed on Sunday. Because he didn't, I don't think that they did.
Heading over to Denver, Rusty Wilson's taken some heat for the way he's playing. Do you think it's justified and does he have another level?
I think it is kind of justified, and I do think there is another level. But, I mean, right now, Denver's just not doing very much to inspire much confidence just as a team. Right? I mean, that game on Sunday night was as bad of a Sunday night game as they've had in a long time. I mean, yeah. It was just such a struggle, such a slog, and it was bad quarterback play. I mean, you can credit the defenses, and I think we should. D'Amico Ryans from San Francisco, he does a great job with that defense. Jiro Evero, he's done a really nice job with the Denver defense so far this year. But there were plays to be made. You know, offense always talk about how the defense sometimes dictate where the ball is going to go. Well, that means the quarterback has to deliver the ball where it needs to be. Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't doing that. Russell Wilson, until that last drive, he wasn't doing it either. So I don't really know what's going on with Denver in general. I think Nathaniel Hackett has a lot of questions he's got to be able to answer, but yeah, I'm not very inspired by Denver's play right now.
No, none whatsoever at all. It is early, and so many teams barely play their starters. I don't know if the preseason is even worthwhile. It's almost like the first few weeks are like the quasi preseason for some of these teams. The Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC South are 2-1 and currently lead. Now the Colts just beat the Chiefs, so I don't know what to make of the Colts either. But what do you make of the Jags, Miles?
I think the Jags are pretty legit, and I was saying this on Pro Football Talk Live that we had on Monday morning, and then I said it today in the Peter King podcast that we recorded. I think the Jaguars are going to win the AFC South, and I think that's in part because of how good Doug Peterson has made them. There's a lot of talent on that team anyway. Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall pick for a reason. Walker, their new defensive guy, he's the number one overall pick for a reason. They're doing a great job defensively. When you have somebody like Trevor Lawrence who has the experience of playing in big-time college games, that doesn't always translate, but he has that ability to elevate your team, I think that's going to be something that they can lean on. And you have the experience of a Doug Peterson who has been in playoff situations. He's won playoff games. He won a Super Bowl with his backup quarterback, for goodness sake. So that's a good coach, and I think pairing those two together is something that's going to be really good for Jacksonville. I'll say this about the Colts, too. The Chiefs beat themselves in that game. Okay, the Colts had every opportunity to win that game, and they just took it at the end because the Chiefs just handed it to them on a silver platter. The Chiefs, I think, will be fine. The Colts, we'll see in another couple weeks, but I don't know that they're going to win that many more games. They're not as good as they should be.
Take a look at the NFL with Pro Football Talk's Miles Simmons. Miles, Bengals, where are you at this 1-2 team? Are they for real, or are they struggling? What do you think they can do coming out of into their fourth game?
You know, I think it would be a little more interesting if we saw the Bengals and the Dolphins play when both teams had a full week of rest. Because this game, you're looking at what happened with the Dolphins and Bills. The Dolphins' defense was on the field for 90 plays, which is just an astronomical amount of plays. And now they've got to get on a plane tomorrow, and they've got to fly up to Southern Ohio, and they're going to play Cincinnati. So I think the Bengals got right against the New York Jets. They needed a get-right game, and they got it. The Jets aren't very good. They're just not. They haven't been for years. And their defensive line is not the same as the defensive line of the Dallas Cowboys, right? Or you're talking about the week one when they're playing Pittsburgh and T.J. Watt was still there. So Joe Burrow is still in a position where he could get sacked a lot. And I don't necessarily know how much juice that Dolphins defense is going to have, but they could put more pressure on Joe Burrow than New York did a few days ago. But I think the Bengals should still make the playoffs, but I don't know that they're going to be better than the Baltimore Ravens, who to me should be in control of the AFC North.
Are the Raiders this bad?
Yes. And I don't know how this happened, but I think that they are. For whatever reason, they can't put together a game from start to finish. And Derek Carr does not look comfortable in this new offense that he's got with Josh McDaniels. I'm really disappointed in the Raiders because I thought that they had a coaching upgrade on offense when it comes to McDaniels and having different plays. And he is a successful play caller, and he's adapted to different guys. And, you know, when he has Cam Newton and they were still decent, he had Mac Jones. He brought him up as a young QB. I don't know why it's not clicking yet with him and Derek Carr, but it's not. They're not utilizing Devontae Adams enough. And that's a problem for Devontae Adams, as he said the other day, if they're going to be losing. Defensively, Chandler Jones has not gotten it done the way I expected him to with Patrick Graham as his defensive coordinator, because that was his coach when he came up with the New England Patriots. So I don't know what's going on with them right now, but there's a reason why they're the only 0-3 team in the league.
Bears got two wins in the NFC North. Do you think they can kind of keep this up and stay in the playoff picture with a new coach and a young group?
Not really, because they've thrown so many fewer passes than everybody else. And the NFL is a passing league. So it's weird to me what's going on with the Bears. They're taking advantage of their opportunities. You got the quarterback saying after the games that he didn't even play well. And, I mean, the numbers bear that out. So it's nice that they're getting wins and that they can sort of start to believe in what Matt Eberflus is preaching as a first-year head coach. But I don't expect them to be a part of the playoff picture unless something drastically changes. Because if you can't pass, then if you get behind by two touchdowns even, it's really, really hard to get yourself back into the game. And I don't know if it's just the offensive system. I don't know if it's a lack of confidence in Justin Fields or what. But until they start showing that they can have a passing game, they're not going to be able to compete with the good teams in the league.
Well, Simmons joins us, and I'm the sports editor, TSN 1260, breaking down all things NFL. The Packers are, hey, they had a slow start week one, and now that they seem to be back. But what about the Cowboys? Are they this good that they can win without their starting quarterback, or are they just lucky to get some teams that aren't that good?
A little of column A, a little of column B. I think their pass rush right now is one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League, especially if T.J. Watt is still out for the Steelers. What they did last night against the New York Giants was really, really impressive. And that pass rush and getting those five sacks, and really they could have had 2 to 3 more, that really, really changed the dynamic of the game. And so you saw what they did against Joe Burrow and that Cincinnati offense a couple weeks ago, and they racked up 6 sacks. That's not nothing. And I think if that defense can continue to carry the team like that, then the Dallas Cowboys could make some noise. I don't know if they're going to be better than the Eagles at the end of the day, but I do think that they could definitely be a part of that playoff picture.
Miles, great rundown, my man. We appreciate it. So if you were wagering, you're saying you like Cincy on Thursday night because of the amount of defensive snaps and the travel?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said there for a second.
Saying you like Thursday night for the Bengals because of all the travel and the amount of defensive snaps, so that's who you'd be taking on Thursday night?
Yes, that's exactly it. And I think that based on all the defensive snaps, all the travel, and the fact that the Bengals do have a lot of good weapons on offense, and the Dolphins have a lot of passing yards and a lot of touchdowns, like they did against Baltimore, and they should have allowed more against the Bills, too, on Sunday. So, yeah, I'd take the Bengals tomorrow night.
Awesome. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.